This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Alan McClellan, and tonight, in anticipation of the 2019 festival opening in just 7 days, I'm bringing you one of the most exciting concerts from the festival 2 years ago, when Ensemble Correspondance presented motets for the House of Guise at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Music by the 17th century French composer Marc-Antoine Charpentier, written on the orders of Marie de Lorraine, the Duchess of Guise. Members of the Duchess's domestic staff were musicians, and they were required to sing or play regularly in addition to their day-to-day responsibilities. And they must have been quite good. One writer of the time declared that this musical establishment was so fine that one may say that those of several great monarchs cannot compare with it. And the music Charpentier wrote for this ensemble of voices with violins, viols, recorders, theorbo, and harpsichord is magnificently rich in harmony, as Sébastien Dosset explains.
Maybe something we can recognize in Charpentier music is this sort of density, very harmonic music. He loves the dissonances, he loves harmony. So it's not only to make an instrument sound in a virtuoso way, it's just to make it sound with very large, very rich sound, with a lot of density. That makes his music very, maybe very clever, maybe, but also very moving.
Let's listen. Sébastien Dosset leads the Ensemble Correspondance in Charpentier's Concert for Four Viols in concert at the Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB. Concert for Four Viols by Marc-Antoine Charpentier, played by the Ensemble Correspondance, led by Sébastien Dosset, in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. All the music on this concert by Ensemble Correspondance was written by Charpentier when he was in the service of Marie de Lorraine, Duchesse de Guise, a member of the French nobility in the time of the Sun King, Louis XIV. Mademoiselle de Guise was deeply religious and devoted to the Virgin Mary, so Charpentier's music was often written for a specific religious occasion. Here's a motet for the Annunciation, the celebration of the moment in Mary's life when she is told she is to bear the Christ child. Ensemble Correspondance at the Boston Early Music Festival. Motet for the Annunciation of the Virgin by Marc-Antoine Charpentier, sung and played at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall by Ensemble Correspondance, led by harpsichordist Sébastien Dosset. Sébastien Dosset has long been fascinated by French music of the 17th century, reveling especially in Charpentier's experimental approach to composition. In an interview just before the concert, he talked about how Charpentier's own travel and study in Italy in the 1660s influenced the music he wrote for the House of Guise on his return to Paris.
He remembers everything he has seen in Italy, but he doesn't try to do the same. He's trying to compose something very new. It's sort of mix of what he learned, what he has seen, and what he is. So that's very interesting. For instance, this sonata, we are playing the first movement tonight, is the very first sonata in France. But it's not like Corelli music. Corelli is very well known everywhere in Europe, but Charpentier doesn't do the same. He's writing for the ensemble of Guise. So two violins, two flutes, but also a viol, a gamba, and a basse de violon, a theorbo, a harpsichord. So it's very interesting because it's definitely not the Italian sound. It's something very French, but also it is a sonata. It's very virtuoso music. So it's you can't explain, you can't classify this music in a file. It's so original.
a sonata in 8 voices by Marc-Antoine Charpentier, played by Ensemble Correspondance at the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival. Tonight on WCRB In Concert, we're bringing you motets from the House of Guise, an evening with the music of Charpentier, played by this brilliant ensemble, as kind of a prelude to the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival, which is upon us next week. The biennial festival begins on Sunday, June 9th, with the opening of the fully staged North American premiere of Agostino Steffani's 1691 opera, Orlando Generoso, the story of a valiant knight who travels to far-off China in search of his love. When she rejects him, he descends into madness. This is Steffani's greatest masterpiece, and this production will have all the elements of a full-scale Baroque opera production: an outstanding cast, exquisite costumes, beautiful sets, breathtaking flying machines, and glorious music played by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra. Steffani's Orlando Generoso has 4 performances, June 9th to 16th. And you can learn more about it and see the complete schedule of the Boston Early Music Festival concerts by starting at classicalwcrb.org. Continuing now with the Ensemble Correspondance in concert at the 2017 Festival at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, a concert called Motets for the House of Guise. Here is Marc-Antoine Charpentier's 6-voice setting of the Litanies of the Virgin, music to be sung at evening prayer. Sebastian Dosset leads Ensemble Correspondance in concert. In concert at the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival, the Litanies of the Virgin, prayers to the Virgin Mary to be sung in the evening. Soothing harmonies for that purpose by Marc-Antoine Charpentier, written in the 1680s for the House of Guise. The performers at NEC's Jordan Hall are members of Ensemble Correspondance. Sopranos Caroline Danjean-Berdeau and Caroline Winance, mezzo-soprano Anaïs Bertrand, countertenor David Tricou, tenor Davy Cornillo, baritone Étienne Bazola, and bass Nicolas Bruyma. Béatrice Linon and Simon Pierre are the violinists, Mathilde Vial and Lucille Boulanger are the viol players, Mathieu Berthaud and Lucille Perret play the recorders, Thibault Roussel plays the theorbo, and Sébastien Dosset is the organist and director of the ensemble. The audience at Jordan Hall is on its feet, and they will not let this ensemble go without an encore.
Thank you.
Ensemble Correspondance with an encore, a setting by Charpentier of the ancient hymn Stabat Mater, demonstrating the graceful style of this unique composer of late 17th century France. This concert, Motets from the House of Guise, was presented in June 2017 as part of the biennial Boston Early Music Festival. The festival returns next week, June 9th to 16th, 2019, with many more fabulous concerts, along with a fully staged opera production and a week-long exhibition. You can sense the overwhelming excitement of this audience at NEC's Jordan Hall. They just had to hear one more encore, and the musicians obliged. Ending with one final Miserere, Lord have mercy. That's the humbly prayerful ending of Charpentier's Miserere of the Jesuits. You heard the entire piece earlier in the program, but at the insistence of this audience, Ensemble Correspondance brought it out for one last chorus as an encore. Next week, June 9th to 16th, Boston becomes an early music lover's playground with concerts, workshops, masterclasses, and demonstrations from morning till night. You can learn more about the festival and get your tickets by starting at classicalwcrb.org. Our thanks to Executive Director Kathy Fay and the staff of the Boston Early Music Festival for their help in bringing you tonight's concert by Ensemble Correspondance, led by Sébastien Dosset, at the 2017 festival. The recording engineer and audio producer for tonight's broadcast is Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Alan McClellan, your host and producer. The executive producer of WCRB In Concert is Brian McCreath. Thanks for listening to WCRB In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.